Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be chatting to Michael Bachrim regarding the JSC and the proceedings that are taking place. It was very interesting for us as South Africans, I think, to see the proceedings when it came to the interviews with those that were nominated to be Chief Justice. It seemed to be a very transparent process. It seemed to be something that most South Africans could now see and understand far more. And it's great to see this type of transparency, especially when people are nominated to the highest court of the land. We're now seeing that yesterday marked the first day of the JSC interviews to fill a number of judicial vacancies. And presiding over this as chair, of course, is our Chief Justice, our new Chief Justice, Raymond Zondos. This is one of the more important functions of his new role. Legal expert Michael Bachrim has been following this, and he joins us now to comment on what's been happening with these JSC interviews. Michael, good evening to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for having me.
Michael, what is the importance of these JSC interviews and the fact that we're seeing it in such a transparent manner and fashion these days?
Well, it's incredibly important because, of course, this is the highest court in the land, and at the end of the day, it's justice. And you need an independent judiciary, and proper independent judiciary is if people actually go through an exercise, and a proper exercise. You will recall that we've just had a previous exercise, which was disgusting, to say the least, absolutely horrific, where people were embarrassed, people were attacked, their personalities were attacked. It was absolutely terrible. And now, thank God, we have Judge Zonda, who is presiding over this. He's like an iron fist in a velvet glove. Very pleasant and always smiling, but he keeps decorum and he makes sure that we're choosing people that are fit for purpose. The reality is that you do need people that are fit for purpose. Our judiciary have done us proud in the past. We've had real problems in this country. Most of the ministries that you see in government are completely dysfunctional. And we have been reasonably well off in the sense that judiciary has been, I think, independent. I'm proud of our judiciary. I was very, very disgusted with the way the previous interviews went. And this seems to be a lot better. And I put a lot of that to Judge Zonda, and he is presiding over this JSC discussions and hearings. So I'm happy so far. I mean, let's hope that it brings out the best in people and that we actually get judges that are fit for purpose. We have in the past had judges that are fit for purpose. There's obviously going to be arguments. There are politicians involved, and when politicians get involved, it always is a difficult process because they're looking for people that they believe they can influence as opposed to purely for justice.
So, Mark, you've raised a very interesting point. A lot of people are jaded. They're very critical of the process. They say that even the process where the interviews took place, that included the then nominated for the position, Chief Justice Zondo, that it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to be chosen anyway, and this was just being done for media hype and to try appease the people. We know that the ruling party does in fact have a deployment committee. Do they have any influence, and do you believe that there are foregone conclusions, or are you still one of those eternal optimists, much the same as I have been all these years, that our judiciary is still independent?
I believe it's strongly independent, and we've seen that. We've seen years of lawfare where, in fact, the ruling party, the governing party, the ANC, has been on the sharp end of a lot of sharp tongues. It is one of those, it is a tier of government and one of those bodies, the judiciary, that actually is keeping us from the anarchy which the ANC are pushing us towards. So I strongly believe, very strongly believe, that the judiciary is independent and that they will speak truth to power. I don't believe it's a foregone conclusion. And in fact, as you saw at the last hearings, they didn't propose Zonda. In fact, he was last on the list. It was reasonably brave, as much as I am critical of the president, He was very brave to say no, choosing the right person, and that was Zonda.
Michael, thank you so much for your expert opinion. We really enjoy chatting to you. And let's see how this pans out. And we're going to be chatting to you again as we see these nominations come to the point where we see who our new justices are. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure. You keep well. Thank you.
That was Michael Bachrim. He is a legal expert chatting to us about the vacancies that are currently in the Constitutional Court and the JSC interviews that are taking place, being chaired by Chief Justice Raymond Zondo.